So today is March 18th, 2020. This is an archived, and rather than broadcast, although who knows, I may put it up on the net, series of bits of information, phone calls that I, conversations I had yesterday and today regarding mostly the coronavirus outbreak and the invasion of COVID-19 illness, which has barely touched Santa Cruz yet as far as actual illnesses and deaths are concerned, although I think there are 9 cases today as of 10 after 9 in the morning, or perhaps an hour ago when I heard that. And again, I'm getting information that's conveyed from not necessarily the most accurate sources, Facebook and phone conversation with Keith McHenry. Putting together here are a series of reports from yesterday, which may be wildly out of date by the time anyone listens to them, but I did promise that I would put them up as part of the announcement I put out earlier today during the wee hours of the morning around the upcoming town clock emergency, really called the Santa Cruz Homeless Union COVID-19 Relief Station, which has been going 24/7 since Sunday afternoon when we had a Union of the Homeless meeting and decided to set it up. Keith McHenry of Food Not Bombs took the major initiative there, and Lucero Luna spent the first night there, and various other people, of course, perhaps many, have contributed. I've been pretty much homebound because of age and potential illness, although I'm still chugging away. And let's get into this. These I'm going to play these phone interactions, these phone discussions, one after another, in chronological order. And there's not going to be any interpretations or analysis. I'm afraid almost any analysis is going to be outdated. But so in a way, this is more of a historical record, but it may be useful to people even in the short run, if you hear it. And I've announced that it is going to be available, so that's what I'm doing. I want to make it available. A series of phone conversations seeking to determine what's going on downtown for those of us who are hiding in our homes, if not under our beds.